degrees and sunny in Nashville. Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 3:04. Tennessee is responding to legal challenges to the new congressional map lawmakers approved last week that split Memphis into three different congressional districts. Last night, the ACLU joined a growing list of opposition groups suing over the maps. WPLN's Mariana Bacayao reports.
The ACLU, the NAACP, and the Tennessee Democratic Party have all filed separate lawsuits challenging different aspects of the map. But they all have the same goal, to block the new congressional maps from going into effect. The ACLU alleges that the new maps disenfranchise black voters in Memphis. The Democratic lawsuit represents voters and candidates like Columbia Mayor Chas Mulder. He's been campaigning against and out-fundraising Republican incumbent Andy Ogles for the 5th Congressional District. The new maps put Mulder in an entirely new district. And while the legislature has waived residency requirements for candidates, plaintiffs argue it's too close to the 2026 midterms and will likely cause voter confusion. So far, Tennessee's Attorney General argues that the NAACP doesn't have standing to challenge the maps or the residency requirement. The Tennessee Supreme Court will soon decide whether a 3-judge panel will take up that complaint. Mariana Bacayao, WPLN News.
State officials want to give Starbucks $30 million for its corporate expansion into Nashville. The Nashville Business Journal reports that the incentive plan will be voted on by a board next week. The idea is to locate about 2,000 corporate jobs here. The Business Journal reports that it's one of the largest job announcements in city history. The incentives average out to about $15,000 state dollars per position. Mayor Freddie O'Connell has shown interest in city incentives but has not made any pledges yet. You'll find more local news at WPLN.org.